bless you this morning. We exhort you, for you are God, you are good, you are not a man. Thank you, O Lord Jesus. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We honor you, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. You are good. You are kind. Thank you for the blessings of the new month. Lord, we exalt you for this month of May. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, O Lord Jesus. We cannot but to glorify your name. You are good. You are kind. Thank you, Father. O Lord, we worship you. It is not by the works of men, not by our righteousness. It is by your grace and is by your mercy given unto us by your love that cannot be compared. Lord, we honor you. We bow down. And Father, we are here before you the first day of the month of May. We ask, Lord, that you will bless us indeed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Friday, the 1st of May, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for this beautiful month. Appreciate him for his grace upon your life. And I want to be the first to wish you happy new month. This month is going to be wonderful for you in the name of Jesus. I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over your day and over this new month that in the name of Jesus, this new month, you are a season of grace for me. In the name of Jesus, you are not a season of grief. You are a season of grace. In the name of Jesus, this new month, you are a season of favor for me, not a season of frustration. In the name of Jesus, I declare over my day, over this new month, that the favor of the Lord becomes my experience. In the name of Jesus, I say it again, I am favored, I am not frustrated. I will experience and enjoy the favor of the Lord all through this month of May. In the name of Jesus, I declare joy is established over my life in this month of May. In the name of Jesus, I declare stability in this month. In the name of Jesus, creation will not fight me. All creation will work together in my favor. All that surrounds me work together for my blessing. In the name of Jesus, I speak to the gates of this month. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. I declare the gates of blessing of this month is open unto me. Doors of blessing, doors of opportunity are opened unto me. I possess the gates of blessing of this month of May. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord. I take prophetic stand over this month. I legislate blessing over my day. Every single day in the month of May, I legislate blessing. In the name of Jesus, I declare light into every darkness in this month. I declare that the light of God shine. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk the path of darkness in this month of May. I walk in the light of God because I have the life of Christ in him. The scripture says in him was life, and this life is the light that I carry around, and this light therefore shines in darkness. Darkness cannot comprehend it. I will not walk in the darkness of this month. No, the light of Christ in me shine, and no darkness can cover it. In the name of Jesus, this month you will favor me. In the name of Jesus, I receive unlimited supply of God's provision for me this month. In the name of Jesus, this new month you align with my destiny. You align with my prophecy. In the name of Jesus, this month of May, every pattern of delay is canceled. Every cycle of darkness is canceled. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I blot out any form of evil ordinance, ordinance of darkness over my new month. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I enforce the establishment of God's promises over my life. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil handwriting, every satanic schedule, every demonic word, demonic prophecy, every demonic projection into the month of May. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand over me. In the name of Jesus, oh, I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare it. I am not confused. I have clarity by the leading of the Holy Spirit, for my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. I will not walk into error. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk in perversion. In the name of Jesus, I declare total surrender of this month to you, O Lord, from the beginning to the end. In the name of Jesus, I declare every day in this month, you speak mercy concerning me. Every day in this month, you produce favor and blessing for my life. In the name of Jesus, my days, every single day in this month, you align with favor for me. In the name of Jesus, this month, I pull down the altar of regrets. I pull down the altar of infirmity and sicknesses. I raise the altar of praise. In the name of Jesus, I raise the altar of grace. And I raise the altar of peace in you this month of May. In the name of Jesus, this month, I receive favor for visibility. In the name of Jesus, I am no longer hidden. I become visible for my help. I become visible for my helper. Every evil veil is removed. Veil of darkness is removed over my life in the name of Jesus. By the power that is in the blood of Jesus, I am exempted from all evil. I receive mercy for preservation in the name of Jesus. Oh, I stand on your word, Lord, and I commit my ways unto you, and you will establish them. Your word has said that commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. I commit my way, my walk, all that I am, I commit it unto you, the Lord. You will establish me a blessing. In the name of Jesus, I release the breath of life into this month of May. Oh, I declare this month, all that is dead in you that is a blessing to me, I declare you, I call you forth to life in the name of Jesus. I will not walk into error this month of May in the name of Jesus. Oh, I stand on the word of the Lord and I legislate from the presence of the Lord over this month. This month, you aligned with grace, you aligned with glory, and you aligned with God's provision for me in the name of Jesus. I cancel every counsel of wickedness over my life in the name of Jesus. You are frustrated. I cancel every demonic verdict over me. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I declare the voice of the Lord over my day. I declare the voice of the Lord over this month. I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that the voice of the Lord becomes a command, becomes a law that governs every day of my life in the name of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me wish you once again happy new month. I want to quickly pray for those that their birthday is in the month of May. This month of May, a special month. Every day in this month will produce blessing in your life in the name of Jesus. Let me be the first to wish you happy birthday. From the 1st of May to the 31st of May 2026, I wish you happy birthday. I put the blessings of the Lord upon your life. The Lord bless you indeed in the name of Jesus. This month of May, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you. I declare over you, the gracious hand of the Lord is upon you. Oh, the Lord be gracious unto you in all that you do. The Lord keep you in his mercy in the name of Jesus. This month of May, you enjoy the supernatural provision of God in the name of Jesus. I don't know the birthday that you've experienced and celebrated before, but this one, the Lord make it special for you in the name of Jesus. For his blessing is upon you in the name of Jesus. The grace of the Lord is poured out upon your life. The Lord will cause every enemy that rise up against you to fall for your sake. Even when they come in one way, they shall flee in seven places in the name of Jesus. For the blessings of the Lord is upon you, is upon your life in the name of Jesus. You might have been time forgotten, but now you are favored. You might have been termed desolate, but you are the city of the Lord. You are the garden that the Lord takes care of. For the eyes of the Lord is upon you from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. The blessings of the Lord is upon you, is upon your household. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Once again, happy birthday. Your birthday from the 1st to the 31st, I am wishing you happy birthday. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. This is the month of May. I want to wish you once again happy new month. You are welcome to this month of May. And I want to appreciate the grace of God over everyone that was present during our program yesterday. It was a wonderful time in the presence of God. Of course, for those that waited online, we had several issues with you know, with a network, but we are praying that the Lord will bless us, that we get better equipment so that we can reach out to those that are not within the range of the program. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name for those that come, for those that joined online, for people that called to ask what went wrong with the network. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. You are always in our prayers. This month of May, by the grace of God, this is the word of the Lord that we are going to be going with. The book of Isaiah chapter 40 from verse 28 to verse 31. But verse 31 is going to be our major anchor scripture for the month of May. I'm going to read from verse 28 to verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Verse 31, the promise of God for you. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. This is the month of May 2026. His word for you is to wait on the Lord. The word of the Lord for you is wait on the Lord. Your strength is renewed in the place of waiting. Understand, in the place of waiting, in the place of waiting. I quickly want to say one or two things before I declare the blessings of the Lord upon you for this month of May. I want you to understand that the place of waiting is the process of understanding God's timing, understanding when God wants you to move and how He wants you to move. I know for a fact, and I want you to hold this in your hand as well. God has not forgotten you. Just wait on the Lord. He has not forgotten you. He can never forget you. The scripture says, I've been young, now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. Let me tell you, contrary to the opinion that you might have gotten from what you are going through, or from what people have pointed to you, God has not forgotten you. He will never, he can never forget you. Just wait on the Lord. Psalm 27 verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord, it's a process of timing, a process of timing in the hand of the Lord. It's a time to believe when all human ability to believe has gone. When you don't possess any human ability again to believe, you are going to stand on his word and his promises for you. You will stand on his word even when every other thing tells you otherwise, trusting in him that the Lord is able to make everything beautiful for you in your season. Waiting upon the Lord, I know it's not something that is easy. It's not easy to wait on the Lord, but beloved, I promise you, the end of your waiting is going to be more beautiful than what you can ever imagine. I want you to understand, waiting is a fundamental requirement of life. Either you like it, either you know it or not, you are still going to wait. It means you have to understand the process of growth and timing, the process of surrendering to God as the one and only source of your strength, as the only person that can strengthen you in your season of waiting. See, in the structure of life, time and chance is what rolls around life. You have to go through the process of waiting. I said it before, either you know it or you don't know it, either you like it or not, life itself is a process of waiting. But the better question for you this morning is, who are you waiting on? Wait on the Lord, I say. Psalm 27 verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Life has its own process to make you wait, but when your waiting is on the side of the Lord, I tell you, when your time has come to come out of your waiting place, you are coming out better blessed, better graced, you are coming out better favored, and you are coming out under the mercy of the Lord. Then by that time, when you come out, there is no stopping you. There is no stopping for you, because you are coming out fully with the strength of the Lord. Understand, beloved, that waiting on the Lord is absolute truth. trust and dependence on God. Absolute trust and dependence on God. By the grace of God, the time is going to come that we are going to go into the word of the Lord, and I will share some personal experience with you. But beloved, wait until he speaks. Wait until he speaks. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I declare the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go in this month of May. The Lord renew your strength in the name of Jesus. In your time and season of harvest, your strength will not be taken away in the name of Jesus. The Lord strengthen your hand. The Lord strengthen your heart. The Lord strengthen the works of your hand in the name of Jesus. I declare every hands that are joined together to hold you down, those hands are cut off in the name of Jesus. The Lord break the cycle of delay over your life in the name of Jesus. Demonic traffic is cleared off your path this month of May in the name of Jesus. Your waiting is not confused with traffic. The Lord remove every demonic traffic from your life in the name of Jesus. I speak over your life. Mountains are moved for your sake. Valleys have leveled for your sake in the name of Jesus. The Lord make way for you where there has never been one in the name of Jesus. In the street path of darkness, the Lord shine forth his light upon you in the name of Jesus. Even when you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord is with you in the name of Jesus. The effort of the wicked is frustrated over you. Those spending their life, their time at the altar of cruelty to make this month a waste for you will do it in vain in the name of Jesus, because the Lord is going to frustrate their efforts. The Lord is going to make their diviners mad over your life, because as for you, this month of May delivers greatness unto you. This month of May delivers blessings unto you in the name of Jesus. I confirm your blessing by his word in the name of Jesus. And I say to you, this month of May, you are unstoppable. Sickness will not stop you. Infirmity will not stop you. The issues of life will not stop you. You go in the strength of the Lord in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. I put the blessings of the Lord upon your life. You are blessed in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you in the name of Jesus. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, remember the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you. Once again, happy new month. And for those that are born in the month of May, happy birthday. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and have a blessed month of May.